Good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Jennifer Salzman with The Heights. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So, Jennifer, tell us about The Heights. What is The Heights?
The Heights is a resource here in Ellis County for families dealing with domestic abuse, and it really is a collaborative effort with multiple agencies to create a one-stop shop for families to help reduce how difficult it is to get all the resources they need to get back on their feet.
Okay, so is it for the whole family? Is it mainly for women and kids, or is it also for men? How does that work?
It is for the whole family. You know, domestic abuse is a very personal, private issue. And so as much as we have an open arms to men, we mostly deal with women and children. But we for sure want to be available for anybody dealing with domestic abuse in the county.
That's pretty cool that you guys are here in Waxahachie and in Ellis County. So How did this come to be?
Yeah, so, you know, domestic abuse is, like I said, very personal, private. It's something that my family has a part of our story. What we know is 1 in 3 women experience intimate partner violence in their lifetime. In my own family, that statistic is far greater. And so realizing how prevalent, it doesn't matter your socioeconomic status, it doesn't matter your race, it impacts all of us equally. And as the county is growing, the need for this resource is also growing. What we learned is we don't have a great emergency shelter right here in our county. And so with that need that we need to fill, we also need the resources to wrap around to really impact these families more holistically, providing all of those different elements of service.
So if you know, so as we go forward, so if there's someone who's listening to this and they say, I am someone who is the person affected by domestic violence, or I have a family member, someone in my family I know, what would you say is the first thing they should do?
We definitely would want them to reach out to us. We do have a website that you can go to. It is www.theheightselliscounty.org. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a phone number that is 469-616-3607.
Repeat that one more time.
469. It is 469-616-3607.
So if you're listening to that, and or if you have lost that information, you're driving down the road and you say, oh, shoot, I didn't write that down or whatever, you're always welcome to go to the Chamber's website. We'll also have this rated. We'll have this spot on there. And then The Heights, you know, you'll be able to ask any questions at the Chamber as they're a member. And then we can direct you and get you situated as well. And so now tell us what all is going on, because there's all kinds of cool stuff coming up.
Yeah, we have some really exciting things. I did want to mention we do have a Facebook page as well. So that's some easy way for you to find us. Upcoming, we've been really excited and blessed to be moving into some new office space. And that way we can schedule appointments and meet those needs a little more easily. And we are going to be doing a ribbon cutting that will be on Tuesday, September 20th at 10 a.m. And our new location is at 100 Chambers Circle, Suite 1010A. So we're really excited about that and would invite everybody to come out for that and get to see where we're at and kind of, you know, meet us in face to face.
So if you live around here, so Chambers Circle, now is that the building where CPS, or is that the one, is that the area right before that next to the
it's right before that. It's okay. Kind of in between the chamber building and the fire station.
Okay.
A little bit set back. And so, yeah, we're really, really accessible, which is awesome.
Good.
The other event that we really want to encourage everybody to come out to that's really important to us is our annual awareness walk. This year it is on October 1st, which we're super excited, kicking off Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October. And this is, like I said, our second annual event. And awareness is critical. It's at 10 o'clock the registration and check-in will open at 9, and then we'll kick off the walk at 10. It's an easy walk. It's walk a mile in our shoes. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose really is to get the community to come out and understand that this is an issue and we need to support one another. What we know is it's being personal and private. The way we find clients most often is when they confide in somebody. And if that somebody doesn't know that we're here, then we've lost the ability to help them. And so getting the entire community to come out and help us build awareness is so important to us. So that's October 1st, 10 a.m. We're meeting at the courthouse, the old courthouse steps in downtown. And like I said, just a very easy 1 mile stroll. It's actually just less than a mile. There's some construction we're working around, but it's going to be a great event to get to know us better and just help others in the community to become aware of us as a resource.
So can they get any information or sign up beforehand, or is it only signed up that day?
No, most definitely. You can go online and sign up. You can go to our Facebook page. You go to our website. It's $25 to register. That cost really just covers getting your shirt, getting, you know, some of the basic materials out there to help us build awareness.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would love to come grab a friend and come walk with us that day.
Yeah. Have lunch while you're downtown and
most definitely.
Okay, and what else do you have going on?
We have one other event that we're super excited about. We have the privilege of building our permanent foundation, and we are going to do a groundbreaking kind of the moving the ground to the road that is going to be built for our permanent foundation. And that is going to be on Thursday, October 13th at 10 a.m. And it really is at the end of YMCA Drive, right where it dead ends. First Look Pregnancy Centers on the left and the Avenue Churches and CPS are on the right. And we are going to be right there at the end because we are needing to extend YMCA Drive about 500 feet. We own the 5 acres to the left side of that, what will be that road that we're building. And we would love to invite the community to come out and celebrate our groundbreaking with us.
So will the building be right behind, like behind First Look?
It will be kind of diagonally behind them. We're building a 30,000 square foot resource center to put all the different agencies in one location. Today, we've got about 10 different organizations committed to being on site with us to help provide everything from counseling, court prep, you know, pet therapy, doing our whole intake process, just all of those resources that you need to become centrally located.
Yeah. So I remember when we went and checked out that place, you had us go look at, you know, to see what it would all encompass. It was like a place in Fort Worth. That's pretty cool. You having everything in one location, resource available for everyone. I mean, for every one of the areas that they would go through.
Yeah. It's so difficult. You know, trying to figure out how to do it on your own is just not realistic. And so getting somebody to help draw those services together is really critical for helping these families become successful.
Yeah. I'm glad you're doing that. It's exciting. So if you want more information, they can, you can contact The Heights by Facebook, which is just under the Heights.
Yep. You can go to Facebook, search The Heights. You'll find us. Go to www.theheightsellscounty.org, or you can give us a call, 469-616-3607.
So someone might say, if you don't have a building yet, what would, how could you help me? What would we do? What does that look like?
Yeah, we connect you to services. We have case managers who do an entire intake with you, and that really encompasses a risk assessment, a safety plan, and a service plan. And that service plan will connect you to all of those different resources. We do have our new offices, so you can come sit down and meet with us in person and get to know us, and we can get to know you and really understand how to help you and what your needs are. Every situation's different. Everyone's unique, and we know that. And this is not a one interaction with you. We want to walk this road with you and help you for the long term so that you get back on your feet.
Yeah, so If you know someone, if you're just now tuning in and you missed the first part of this, if you know someone who is in domestic violence, or if you are someone, please contact the Heights. They can help you. There are resources, and they are putting together an amazing building. And go back and listen to this spot. It's going to be on the Chamber website. It will also be, I will give you guys a copy of the spot as well, so you can go to either and get all the information you need. And Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We'll talk to y'all next time.